this chazara zeichnis of bachas l'shagam rabbi yehudim sechz baba mitzia daf nun. Frak the gemara according to the rabbanon who hold that the amount of a is 1/6. If the amount of the overcharge was less than 1/6, in which case it's deemed that the deceived party is meichel, is the mechila deemed to happen immediately or only after enough time passed for the person to show his purchase to a merchant or a relative? If you say that enough time has to pass for him to show the purchase, then what's the difference between when the overcharge was for less than 1/6 and where the overcharge was for exactly 1/6? The difference would be, you'd have to say, that if it's equal to 1/6, the person has the choice to revoke the sale or to keep the sale and take back the amount of the overcharge. Where if the amount was for less than 1/6, the deal stands and he can just take back the amount of the overcharge. So what's the halacha? Does the mechila happen immediately or not? And for the Gemara, our Mishnah says that the people of Lud went and reverted to the view of the Rabbanon. The understanding was that a situation of an overcharge less than 1/6, according to the Rabbanon, would be handled in the same way that it was less than 1/3, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Now, if we say that in the case of the Rabbanon say that the Mechila first happens after he had time to go show his purchase, whereas Rabbi Tarfon said the Mechila doesn't happen until the day is over, that would make sense why the people of Lud would rather follow the view of the Rabbanon, although the Aino threshold is lower, but the time restriction is also lower, and they prefer to have a smaller time limit. However, if we say that the Rabbanon said that the Mechila happens immediately, and according to Rabbi Tarfon, it happens immediately as well, why would they choose to follow the Rabbanon if they have a lower threshold for Aino? Therefore, it must be that they hold that the Mechila happens after some time has passed. The Gemara says maybe that less than 1/3 according to Rabbi Tarfon is not the same as less than 1/6 according to Rabbanon. Rather, for an overcharge between 1/6 and 1/3 according to Rabbi Tarfon, he would give it the status of an overcharge of exactly 1/6 according to the Rabbanon, meaning the buyer can choose to get back the amount of the overcharge or to cancel the deal. If so, there's no proof to answer the question. In fact, if this is so, why were the people of Lud initially excited by the view of Rabbi Tarfon? It must be that we need to say that when the Rabbanon allowed the sale to be voided, it can be done forever. Therefore, when Rabbi Tarfon said that for an overcharge between 1/6 and 1/3, they assume that this meant that there is a short time window for the buyer to demand a refund of the overcharge, and that's why they were so happy with his psak. However, when he then said that the buyer can make his demand all day long, they said they'd rather follow the Rabbanon, because if you say that the Rabbanon only allowed the sale to be voided for the time it takes to show the purchase to a merchant or a relative, then why were they so happy with the psak of Rabbi Tarfon? And for the Gemara, could be that they initially were happy for the case of when the overcharge was exactly 1/6. In that case, according to Rabbi Tarfon, we assume the buyer is Michael, whereas according to Rabbanon, it's considered to be Aina, and the buyer can revoke the deal or demand return of the overcharge. In the case of an overcharge of greater than 1/6, according to Rabbanon, where either side can revoke the deal, does that right exist forever or only for as long as it takes to show the purchase to a merchant or a relative? If you said it's limited to that time, you can ask, what would the difference be between an overcharge of 1/6 and an overcharge of more than 1/6? But we can say that when it's exactly 1/6, only the deceived party can revoke, whereas when it's more than 1/6, either party can revoke. So is there a time limit or not? And for the Gemara, our Mishnah says that the people of Lud went and reverted to the view of the Rabbanon. Now, if we say that according to the Rabbanon, the right to revoke is limited to as long as it takes to show the purchase, and Rabbi Tarfon says that the right is for the entire day, so we can understand why they reverted to the view of the Rabbanon, so as to limit the time exposure. However, if the Rabbanon give the right to revoke forever, then they should have wanted to stay with the view of Rabbi Tarfon, because that's limited just to one day. It must be that the Rabbanon limited the right to the time it takes to show the purchase. Mar says, that's not a proof. The most common case of overcharge is when it's exactly 1/6. Therefore, the fact that Rabbi Tarfon's view is more advantageous when the overcharge is between 1/6 and 1/3 is not considered to be beneficial, because that's an uncommon case. Mar says that Rava Paskins, when the overcharge is less than 1/6, the sale is valid and no refund is gotten. When the overcharge is for more than 1/6, either party can demand that the sale be voided. When the overcharge is exactly 1/6, the sale is valid, but the amount of the overcharge must be returned. In both of these last two cases, the claim must be submitted within the time that it takes for him to show the purchase to a merchant or a relative. And there's a Mar says that there's a brisa in which Rav Nosson says, just like Rava, just paskened.